Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
First, let's tackle why you're off Facebook.
Okay.
You've gone dark.
I have. Yeah, I'm out.
What's
I'm,
the purpose here? What are you up to?
Well, there's I'm cleansing,
okay.
And I'm finding Jesus. And Jesus said, don't be on Facebook.
No, okay, why are you really off Facebook? Because I'm a little perplexed by this.
All right, this is really, this sounds like I'm an A square.
Okay.
Okay, the reason why I'm doing
okay,
it.
Okay, what is it?
So I'm going off Facebook this whole week. I'm off already on my personal page. I'm
okay.
done.
Now, when you say you're off, you're just not going to the
no,
page?
No, if you look at Linda Lou, who's my name on Facebook, it'll say gone.
No longer active.
No, I'm not there.
Not here.
Mm-mm, not there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
well, you're there? Serious.
Yeah, I went.
You're dark.
I'm done.
All week.
All week.
When are you back on again?
Next Monday.
All right.
But I cannot believe you guys. Like, this is a real thing. There's some anxiety with it. Because I guess I don't realize how much I use it. Because it's just, you know, it's just something I do. But literally, like, look. The sun is shining on the city. That's a beautiful photograph to me.
Yes, it is.
And it's all ominous all the way around it, except for the city. And to me, that's just a gorgeous photo. So I want to take it. Right? But why will I take it? Because no one will see it.
Right.
I have nowhere to put it. No one will look at it. So I'm just taking it to put it in my gallery? No.
Right.
So I'm having anxiety about things like that. But the reason why I'm going off of it.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Right. But again, I'm going to sound like an A square.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's because I don't want to have to. as I say it out loud, it's going to be shameful. All right. Go ahead. Just text and say mean things. I don't want to deal with all the happy birthdays.
What?
Yeah.
That's why you're off Facebook?
Yeah.
Why, you ass square.
You know it.
Are you kidding me?
It was A square. I didn't call ass square.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
You know, wait a minute. Because people are going to be so kind and reach out to you on your birthday.
Yeah.
Coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah.
They're going to reach out to you. They love you. They adore you. And you don't want to deal with the riffraff.
No,
that's why you're off of Facebook?
No, it's just that. Because on my personal page, it's like, you know, friends and family. And I'm going to feel really obligated, especially with like true friends and true obviously family. You feel like you have to, like, you know, when Grandma Betty posts like, well, happy birthday Jamie, hope I feel like I have to respond to Grandma Betty because she's
say,
like,
Grandma Betty,
yeah,
thank you so much,
right?
How are you feeling these days?
Exactly.
We and should just get together sometime, Grandma Betty.
Yeah. And then just like, you know, when Jolie, who lives in Missouri, is like, oh my God, my BFF, happy birthday. And I'll be like, oh my God, Jolie, miss you. And so I just don't want to have to, because you have to respond to everybody.
Yes.
And Miss Manners says that you have to tell every single person thank you. You can't do a group like, thanks everyone for the birthday wishes.
And you chastised me for 3 years in a row because I didn't respond to every single one that I would get. And you were like calling me names and stuff.
Well, because Miss Manners says you're supposed to respond.
So
if people bother to tell you happy birthday, according to Miss Manners, you must say back to them thank you individually. That the mass, like, thanks everyone. I didn't know I was so loved. Thanks for all the happy birthday wishes. Y'all mean so much to me.
All right, I got a question for you.
So if I go dark, which I have, if I go dark the whole week, then I'm not obligated and I don't feel bad.
Which makes you more of a schmuck? 51059.
Oh, my God.
This is between BJ and Jamie.
I'll tell you which one does.
Listen.
Doesn't answer.
No. I disagree.
Mm.
Okay. Which one makes you much more of a schmuck? The person that doesn't answer all of their happy birthdays back, or the person that avoids everybody by yeah. being a Facebook nut and all of a sudden taking down her page for a full week so she doesn't have to deal with you people.
That's not like you people. Like you're making, it's because I don't care about people in general. It's like the friends and the family that write it so long and they like write a whole Bible. My sister especially, I love her, but every birthday, she writes this long thing about Ode to Jamie, and it's just like, oh, and then I have to be like, oh my God, I love
I don't
you.
Think you're being truthful.
Have you seen,
I don't,
wait,
oh, I don't
Sean,
think you're being truthful.
Have you seen my sister's Ode to Jamie every birthday?
Yep, big long letter.
I'm not saying you don't get that one. That's one or two that you answer back. I'm not saying that. The problem is the volume. Because to answer back everybody, you're looking at probably... Yeah, I know for me anyway, 150, 250 different people.
Yeah.
The volume is the real problem.
Exactly.
You could handle the family. It's the volume. Okay, back to the Textnado. Mm-hmm. 51059. Which makes you more of a schmuck? The person who doesn't answer them all back or the person that goes dark?
That way nobody feels bad. Like, I feel guilty when I don't respond to people. Even on a regular post, somebody's like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. And I think that even on a regular post, when somebody's like, Jamie, that's so funny, I feel like I'm like, I know, right? Like, I need to even acknowledge that they acknowledged a post. And so it's just, yeah.
Let me say this to defend both you and I, okay?
All right.
No matter how this vote goes, one of the two, not answering everybody or going dark, I'm going to do every year.
It's your new standard.
It's a new standard. Okay. Right. You're not going to change my mind. No. I'm still going to do it. I'm just curious what's perceived more of a schmuck. The person that doesn't answer or the person that goes dark to avoid everybody.
Well, here's what happened.
I'm just curious.
So I took off my birth date, right? My birth date is not on my personal page. I don't have my birth date on there. Just so few people, it won't pop up like they feel obligated. So I do take that off. But then what happens inevitably is my sister will write that long page about how amazing I am as a sister. Or Jolie would come on saying happy birthday. Well, then after people read it, then the bandwagon starts. Now, I already tried to stop that by taking off my birthday. But then the bandwagon starts and I feel so obligated to say to everybody thank you that it like gives me anxiety.
Yeah. Well, Miss Manners.
Yeah. She told me each
says,
one of them.
You got to.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice here.
So yesterday I deactivated my personal page. And by the way, I was going to tell you three, four, even Jimmy Darryl. If you guys see any Facebook post on our, because we still have our public page.
Right.
Can you just take them down? Just delete.
Oh, the happy birthdays?
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Dylan, will you do that too, please?
I'm on it.
Thank you. So if you see any of those, take them down.
Let me add a seat, which makes you more of a schmuck. The person that doesn't respond, the person that goes dark, or the person that erases all the happy birthdays.
You guys promise.
Oh, you delete them.
Well, that's because that way we won't start a bandwagon.
Start the bandwagon.
No,
I'm going to start it myself. You know what? I'm going to start.
No, Jimmy Darryl. I know that I love you, Jimmy Darryl. Please take down all, because he has access. So just take down him. It's like, it's just a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
They care.
I understand, and I care about them, too. But the thing is, it's just a lot of work. And so I thought by eliminating the process on both sides, I'm doing them a favor. Because they feel obligated when you see it, too. It's like, oh, I should say happy birthday. Do you really want to say happy birthday to people when you see it's their birthday? Do you really give a rat's ass if it's their birthday?
No,
Chris
I don't.
Cunningham, do you care it's his birthday?
No, I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care.
But you feel obligated, don't you?
Yes,
so
I am. I'll throw I love you, man.
Exactly.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm actually taking the burden off both sides. I'm kind of amazing, really.
Yeah. Amazing.
I really am.
Just amazing.
Well, because I'm taking I'm taking the burden off of you to say happy birthday to me, off of Sean.
I'm going
to
see you live. I don't have to do it on Facebook.
No, you won't. I won't be here on my birthday.
I can tell you now. If I want to.
Remember, I'm going to Santa Fe.
Say it.
I'm going to Santa Fe on my birthday.
All right.
Anyway, so the thing is, I'm off of it. But I never realized, after I shut it off yesterday, I never realized how much it affects my life. Like, it's weird. I was thinking about One Republic, how I want to go, we're going to the concert. I want to post about it and stuff. And I was like,
can't do it.
I can't
you're
do
dark.
Anything. Yes.
Yeah, you're dark.
Yeah. Hmm. By the way, this is amazing. Huh. I do the same thing. A lot of people, I'm with Jamie. That's so annoying. I do the same thing. See? I'm with Jamie. If they're a true friend or family, they have your phone number and they'll just text you. Mm-hmm. Yep. See? Let's see here. Anyway, so see? Everybody's with me.
Not everybody. The ones you read were.
Which ones say? Read one that says they're not on my page, huh?
There are several on here. But Jamie, I'm sorry. That's rude.
No rude. I didn't see no rude.
Yes, it does.
Jamie, how about you get rid of Facebook completely?
Ooh. Oh, it's not get crazy.
Well, listen, I've certain things
in your life you must have.
Somebody said, I agree with you. It's so time consuming. And it is a burden on both sides to say happy birthday and to respond to happy birthday. It's just a circle of doom.
All right.
So anyway, that's why I got off it. But it is amazing what an addiction it is.
I know.
It really is.
It is.
Will you take a picture of that and post it for me?
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Will you tell me what's on Facebook on your on your timeline?
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.